Now, if you're listening to Breeny this morning, he would have brought you that news on 4BC Breakfast. A man was taken to hospital in a serious condition after sustaining head injuries in an early morning assault in Wilston. Let's get up to the latest on that. Sophie Upcroft is reporting on this for 4BC and Nine News. Sophie, what's the latest?
Well, Scott, we understand that this all started with a home invasion this morning just after 6.30. There was a 68-year-old man inside his apartment and he woke up and there was an intruder inside his home. Now, when he tried to force that 39-year-old man out of his apartment, this is when police say he got violent. There was a scuffle that started in the stairs and then that spilled out onto the driveway. This is where it's alleged that the offender then beat the victim over the head multiple times with a brick, leaving him unconscious in the driveway. A concerned neighbour called police. They were quite quick to get on scene, and when they did, the offender was still there. He was a short distance away from the man who was unconscious in his driveway. They took this highly agitated man into custody. We understand that he is right now cooperating with police. He is facing charges, and as for that victim, he's in hospital this afternoon suffering serious head injuries, and we understand he is now in a serious but stable condition.
Now, this assault occurred just down the road from Wilston Village, so really concerning for that, really, that cafe scene there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful little strip there on Kedronbrook Road. There's three or four cafes there was a lot of people walking around, a lot of parents walking their kids to school, people walking to work. I mean, every time you go to a crime scene, you say that people are shocked, but there was a lot of genuine shock on the faces of people as they walked past this morning to see this crime scene, and they were completely baffled when we told them what had occurred. They were deeply concerned for the elderly man who lives at that property.
All right, Sophie, thank you for that. And catch Sophie's full report on Nine News tonight at 6 p.m.